No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. Hope you have a phenomenal case of the Fridays, heading in to a great weekend to be. All right, you can check out the Carriker Chronicles, just in an interview with Corn Crazed, Connor Hayden, Sean Callahan, Damon Benning will be joining me on Monday. Check it out on YouTube. Also, CarrickerChronicles.com. I'm not going to lie to you, we're having to revamp the website because of phenomenal reasons. We are adding 14 content contributors to the website, 4 writers and 13 new podcasts to CarrickerChronicles.com. The website should be completely revamped no later than July 1st. It is in progress right now, but you're going to check out CarrickerChronicles.com, also theticket.com. Also follow 93.7 The Ticket on Twitter, Facebook, the Tube of You, YouTube as well, for all the great content here on 93.7 The Ticket. All right. Adrian Martinez, former Nebraska quarterback. He's been lighting it up in the UFL. Now, admittedly, this is not his most recent game. Okay, this was sent to me from a friend, and I need to go look up his most recent game. But this is just like another game for him. I think this was 2 games ago. These were his stats. 23 of 36, 64% completion percentage, 368 passing yards, 4 passing touchdowns, which is a, you know, UFL is a brand new league, but a UFL record. Okay, and this is via James Larson on Twitter. Okay. And he said, just another stellar performance from Martinez for the USFL Stallions. All right. Memphis had 0 answers for him this year. Adrian is an NFL caliber quarterback. This guy can sling it. All right. Again, that's via James Larson. You can follow him at James Larson PFN on Twitter. So I'm happy to see Adrian doing so well. It was interesting. His time here at Nebraska was very, tumultuous. It's a fun word to say, but that seems like an accurate word to describe his time here at Nebraska. This is a guy that owns several records, offensive records here at the University of Nebraska. Obviously, not as many wins as he would have liked, Frost would have liked, the fans would have liked. Obviously, that goes without saying. So there are some fans who was like, man, he was kind of the offense. And yes, he got banged up at times, but he was asked to run the ball like a running back. which Dylan Raiola will not be asked to do this year. So we got to have a running back step up and do it. Okay. But that's a topic for another day. But he was asked to run the ball, obviously throw the ball. A lot of the offense revolved around him doing everything. There were things that did not go well. Lots of turnovers, some throws and decisions that were boggling to the mind. Is that because, hey, he wasn't that good a player? Is that because he was asked to do so much? Is that because he was not coached well? Yes to some of these things. No to some of these things. I always, like, Adrian Martinez is a true freshman. Was the best Adrian Martinez we saw at Nebraska. And that tells you the talent. And keep in mind, he didn't play his senior year. He came out without having played his senior year due to a shoulder injury. That Akron game was canceled. Okay, I'm sure we all remember that. And his first game against Colorado played incredibly well. All right. And he showed what he was capable of and what he could do. And the best football I saw Adrian Martinez play was his true freshman year. And that should never be the case with any player. All right, that should never be the case with any player. You should always be getting better every year. And especially if you're a true freshman who had missed that much football, the jump from year one to year two should be gargantuan when he was a sophomore. And it should just keep improving year after year. So to me, he was one of these guys that, you know, some fans blamed for the losses. Some fans were like, hey, he was trying to single-handedly keep us in the game. Obviously, there's other guys putting out great effort on the field as well. All due respect to everybody who's ever worn the red end on the helmet. For me, I never could come to a conclusive opinion in my own mind, which is why I never talked about it. I'm like, I don't know. There's things that I see Adrian do that I'm like, yeah, that didn't look great. I'll never forget Luke McCaffrey came in as a redshirt freshman, and we hadn't done the no-huddle hurry-up offense all year, and all of a sudden, I think Adrian was a junior. I don't think we'd really done it much in his career. And here comes Luke, a redshirt freshman, when Adrian's a junior, and now we're doing it. Why can't we do it with our veteran quarterback? I don't know. Okay, at the same time, he's being asked to do a lot, and then you look at what he's doing elsewhere. I mean, some of this has to fall back on the coaching, whether it's Frost, whether it's Vidusco, whether it's both of them. Probably falls on both of them since Frost was running the offense, except for his last year calling the plays. Okay, and Vidusco is obviously the quarterback's coach. Frost is a former quarterback here at Nebraska, as we all know. So probably a large part of it, probably, you look at what he's doing now. I mean, goodness gracious. Imagine had he progressed from his freshman year on up. Look at what he's doing now. And there was regression in there. And then he had to bounce back, okay, kind of get caught up to where he should have been. And now you look at what he's doing. And this, you know, he's playing not against NFL type players, but he appears as though he's playing at an NFL type level, which is hard to gauge when it's not in the actual NFL. But what else is he supposed to do right now? So my point is this: when it comes to Adrian Martinez, I could not be happier. My main point is simply this: I could not be happier to see him doing so well. You know, when he transferred from Kansas to Kansas State, that was interesting. I absolutely had some people kind of say, hey, he was, you know, maybe nudge that direction. Okay. I do think he probably was looking for somewhere else to display his skills as well in college football. He probably felt like it was time for him to do that. It was a little bit of both.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You know, and I even put out on Facebook and Twitter, I don't know, a month or two ago, do you see Adrian as more of a Husker or a Kansas State Wildcat? And the obvious response I got was, well, he spent way more time in Nebraska. This is a dumb question. No, it's not. If you choose to leave somewhere and you finish your career somewhere else, I'm not saying I don't view you as a Husker. In my opinion, once a Husker, always a Husker. And yes, that connects to everybody. Trev Alberts, everybody. I know, send me hate mail. That's fine. But once a Husker, always a Husker. Now, sometimes if somebody spends their entire career here and, you know, there's different situations, you're going to view each person's career a little bit differently. My question wasn't, do you view him as a Wildcat or a Husker? My question was, do you view him as more of a Husker or more of a Wildcat? Two things can be true at once. And I thought it was a fair question, knowing I'd get the, well, that's a dumb question. He spent 80% of his career here. Well, no, I think it's a fair question because he ended it and chose to end it somewhere else. That's not a negative thing. That's a fact of what happened. So my point, and it was interesting because there was a lot of people who said Kansas State for the very things I just said. And there was a lot of people who said, you know, more of, again, I'm emphasizing more of, not that it doesn't have to be absolute only one or the other, but more of a Husker because he spent more time here. And I was just curious to see what people thought. I really was. Okay. Bottom line, I'm happy to see an individual who did nothing but conduct himself with class at Nebraska. Okay. And had a lot of talent. I'm sorry, has. I shouldn't say DS. Has a lot of talent. And I'm happy to see how well he's doing. I look forward, because I fully expect an NFL team to give him a chance. I look forward to seeing what he can do the rest of this season, okay, that he's currently in with the team he's currently on. And then what he can do when an NFL team gives him a chance. What can he do in training camp? What can he do in preseason games? Okay, I look forward to seeing that. And I just thought that that was interesting because I had not particularly chatted about that to this point. All right. Monty Harrison. Well, you know, actually, let's talk about this. Who was the Nebraska quarterback that was the starter when you became a Husker fan? All right. So for me, the individual who was the starter, when I remember being a little kid and seeing it on the screen, but nothing was really registering. Okay. I'm 40 years old and I watch screens and things don't really register. But when football started registering a little bit was around 1993. It was late 92, 93. And if anybody knows where I'm going with this, Ami Frazier started as a true freshman part of the way into the season. And that was literally when football started. Like, I kind of understand what's going on. And it's kind of registering for me, you know, as a 6-7-year-old kid. And so for me, it was Tommy Frazier. And it's always interesting to see what people say, what they respond with, who was their quarterback that they think of when they became a college football fan, a Husker fan. I'll tell you another quarterback that sticks out to me, Charlie Ward. Those were the two quarterbacks that stood out to me when I first started really starting to somewhat register in my mind what was going on when I was watching football in general. The other guy was Charlie Ward. Okay, and it's funny because I know he went on to play for the obviously Heisman Trophy winner, so on and so forth. He went on to play for the Knicks. And before some of the basketball games in the NBA, they would sit down and they'd watch Charlie Ward's college highlights, okay, as entertainment, but also to kind of get hyped up, okay? Because I know some guys that, not a ton, but one or two guys that were in the Knicks while he was there. And so those are things that they would do. All right, you talk about Nebraska's quarterback room as a whole right now. It is, as we know, very talented. Dylan Raiola, Daniel Kalen, Heinrich Harburg. And it's funny, I always make sure to mention everybody who needs to be mentioned in a show. I was talking about Harburg the other day, and a fan typed in, I see you always mention Harburg. Don't want to be disrespectful. LOL. No, I don't want to be disrespectful, and he should be mentioned. There's no starting quarterback been named yet. Yes, we all anticipate Dylan Raiola being the guy, but he has clearly improved since a year ago. Okay, he is a guy with veteran leadership and presence, the only guy in that room with any idea what it's like to actually start a game here at the University of Nebraska as a quarterback. Is there anybody else in that program that knows what that's like? Anybody? No, one guy. Coaches, etc. Equipment guys, etc. My point is simply this. It's not about, ooh, am I going to offend somebody? Ooh, am I going to be disrespectful? I have no problem calling it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. If somebody takes it personal, grow some stuff between your legs and look in the mirror. And I'm not going to apologize because I never make it personal. I never try to make it disrespectful. I just try to make it factual in my opinion. I mentioned Heinrich Harburg because he deserves to be mentioned. And so when you look at Dylan Raiola, We all know the talent he has. You look at Harburg and what he brings to the table. You look at Daniel Kalen, who is viewed inside that football building at Nebraska as an NFL-type quarterback, okay? You got TJ Latif coming in. You know, if I'm Matt Rhule and I'm trying to build depth and competition, of course I want more quarterbacks to come in. Of course, with the transfer portal, you never know what's going to happen. You need more guys to come in. The ability to be able to sell this quarterback room situation with all the talent and the young players in there, and to get a quality, talented guy like TJ Latif to come. Matt Rhule is building something that people believe in. I can't wait for UTEP for several reasons, but he's building something that people believe in. And the commitment of TJ Latif, a four-star quarterback who had, what, 15 offers, I believe? Okay, a lot of SEC teams, a lot of teams from across the country to choose Nebraska. Now, I'll be fully honest, until the name signed on the paper, you know, you just got to wait and see what happens, because that's the day and age we live in. Until the name signed on the paper, you never know what will happen. But to get the commitment, he's building something that people believe in. And if you look at the amount of lack of transfers that we've had, especially compared to other schools, he's building something that people don't want to leave. People don't want to leave, and people want to come to it. So I think that's pretty awesome, something to be excited about. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Kool-Aid's flowing. I still like red. All right, we're going to take a break. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, talk some more Husker sports, talk a unique story that I find very, very intriguing. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.